stressful life, isn't it, sometimes? It really is. Relationship breakdowns, naughty kids. Kids that decide one minute they're going to do one thing at university, then another thing, then they decide they're not going to go to university, and then you realise that it all costs too much money, and there's the money element of life, there's work hassle, there's moods hassle, there's health challenges. Am I making you feel good? Yeah, I could go on and on and on, couldn't I? But just some of the personal problems that we have, well, those are just some of them that are part of life's rich tapestry. So how do we cope? Do we speak to professionals? Do we practice mindfulness? Maybe we take up yoga? Have you ever thought that this might help? Make you do the Vinci Robe in your car, you can sing that bit. Could harnessing the power of a beautiful emotional aria help you deal with your personal problems, I wonder? Well, Opera Helps is a project that's launched right here in the Northeast, and they certainly think that it can help. So the idea is that you share a problem, and then one of 8 professional opera singers will come to your home and sing a song tailored just for you and for your problem. Now, a little while ago, I spoke to the man behind the music therapy, Joshua Sofer, and Eleanor James, one of his operatic singers, who are aiming to soothe, and she's aiming to soothe with her very beautiful voice. So I asked Joshua, when he came in, where the idea came from.
Well, I've always been an audience of opera, and I've loved going to the opera. And when I go to the opera, I go, you know, with all my emotional baggage that I carry along, and I hope that something's going to happen in that theatre, and I hope that I'm going to feel something intense, and that at the end of the evening I'll leave feeling kind of better about the world and about myself. And it was harnessing that thing, that feeling, that was the original point of Opera Helps.
I suppose opera could be seen as, and it is seen by lots of people as elitist, sort of fun for posh people on Friday night. And yet, it is very relatable, isn't it, in that, on an emotional level.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a shame. I think it's a real shame that it's perceived as this elitist thing, because emotions are something we're all experiencing, and that's what opera, it seems to me, deals with. And it wasn't that long ago that Italian barbers would be singing opera to their clients, and now it's seen as this thing that is, as you say, for posh people on a Friday night.
I think that's a good idea, a singing barber. I'm definitely taking that away from here. So, Eleanor, how did you get involved?
So, I did a project with a company called Opera Coast, which Opera Helps got in touch with in order to ask singers to come on audition, and I was lucky enough to be selected as one of the pool of singers. And, yeah, and then we had a couple of training day sessions, and here we are.
And what kind of music do you love singing?
I love singing opera. I'm quite bad. I don't really listen to much else when I'm downtime, but I love singing classical and romantic arias and opera and things.
And do you sing the really big stuff as well, the kind of Wagner or...
No.
So yeah, a mini performance of The Ring.
No. I would, maybe one day, but no, not at the moment.
It sounds like an amazing idea. How does it actually work then, Joshua? What actually happens practically for Opera Helps?
Well, members of the public can apply for a place with a problem, and they get in touch with us via the website operahelps.com, or they can phone the number on that website and speak to someone directly. And we will ask them what, you know, in the barest frame, as it were, what their problem is, what the problem is that they would like to discuss. And that's really just to check that, one, it's not someone just wanting a concert for their mum's birthday on the one hand.
Which could happen.
Or on the other hand, that it's not something that really requires, you know, a more conventional mental health intervention, for example, a problem that is too big for us to deal with. But we haven't encountered that really yet, because it is quite self-selecting. I mean, you have to think that this is a project that is good for you, that is useful for you.
Because that is quite interesting, the nature of the problems, isn't it? Because if it was, you know, somebody who was depressed or heartbroken, but would you deal with a broken heart or somebody perhaps who'd lost somebody?
Yeah. Bereavement, yes, definitely. It really, I mean, those are situations where I think we all know, whether or not you feel opera is for you, we all know that music can have an extremely strong and emotionally healing effect on us.
And it's the soundtrack to our lives, really, isn't it?
Yes. Brain science, you know, now has identified that there are specific interactions in the brain that are happening only for music. So there's something very particular that is happening when we listen to music.
And has the heartache, has that been quite a... I don't want to use the word popular, but has that been quite a prevalent problem that you've heard about, heartaches and breakups?
Yeah, I think infidelity and betrayal and things like that. Also, bereavement has been quite a recurring theme. But, yeah, there's been a whole host of different things.
Do you ever get any lighter problems? Things like families arguing over the doofer, the TV doofer, and, you know, naughty teenagers, that kind of thing.
Changes in kind of family dynamics and things has definitely arisen. People are trying to come to terms with different, relationships and changes within those.
I'm just thinking of, if I was thinking now about sort of, you know, not major problems but minor problems, my sister's kids have just all grown up, and her third one's just gone away to university, and she's feeling awful, she's feeling absolutely terrible. So would somebody come to you and say, right, that's my problem, so what kind of song would you pick, could you think off the top of your head?
I think that's definitely something that opera helps, could help with. An aria, something like Quando Mon Vol from La Bohème, something when the character is so, enjoys living in the moment and just enjoying where she is now, to try and kind of not worry so much about, what's happened in her past.
No, I'm only joking. It's BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East. Thank you so much for your company today. You're listening to Anna Foster, and I'm chatting to the people from Opera Helps, an amazing project. What a fascinating idea. They've got 8 singers going around the country, and essentially, if you've got a problem, whatever that may be, if you're stressed, you're feeling a bit low, you may be looking after somebody that's poorly, you may have had your heart broken, you get in contact with Opera Helps, and they tailor a particular aria for you, which might well help you just, I suppose, come to terms with your emotions, maybe, because music certainly does that, doesn't it? We're going to hear more from them shortly, and on the way we've got great music from Shawn Mendes and Dusty Springfield. It's 19 minutes past 10 on BBC Newcastle Radio for the North East. Time.